And Greg Smith is standing by at Devon Funds Management for a look at this morning's money news. Quite blistering the pace of the US economy at the moment, 3.3, bigger than expected, and markets love it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, happy Friday there, Tim. It was higher than expected. That forecast around about 2% growth, so it smashed those. The US economy, that was meant to go into recession last year, but that didn't happen. The economy actually got 2.5% bigger over the course of the year, and just really underscores the resiliency of things, I suppose, in the world's largest economy, despite all the rate hikes from the Fed. So there was also, Tim, some encouraging data on inflation. So the personal consumption expenditures price index, that rose 2.7% on an annualised basis. Now, a year ago, that was down from 5.9%. So core inflation, 3.2%, that's back from 5.1%. And all this inflation we've been getting out of the service sector, that's actually been cooling down as well. So back at 2.6%. there, and that's the lowest since 2020. Core inflation, that's helping spending by American consumers. It was a great strong holiday shopping season, so consumer spend jumped 2.8%. That accounts around about two-thirds of the economy, so that's good. Business investment and housing, that also advanced. And yeah, great news on a number of accounts. Bit of a dream scenario actually for the Fed. So the economy is growing strongly, but in a non-inflationary way. So yeah, clears the way for a multitude of rate cuts. We're expecting this year from them. No move probably next week, but the odds of a cut in March have certainly risen. The runway is cleared for a soft landing. That's great. Seized upon by markets, but they were higher. Dow was also helped by a 10% jump in IBM, which is a bit of an economic bellwether itself.
Tesla, though, seems to be the odd one out.
Yeah, it is the odd one out. Those shares down heavily, down by 10%. Results disappointed. Vehicle sales growth, that's slowing down, and actually they've warned it could slow even further. Quarterly revenue's up just 3% to $25.2 billion. That's the slowest growth rate in 3 years. Automotive revenues were up just 1%. So they've got a lot of things to deal with. Competition has increased in recent years. Other car makers are getting on the EV game. Also, higher interest rates is driving higher monthly payments for cars that are already more expensive than their non-traditional counterparts, I suppose you'd say. US EV sales, this is interesting actually, so they were growing at a rate of 20% quarter on quarter back in 2021. The latest quarterly growth rate is just 2%, so cost of living pressures are seeing buyers pivoting back, and you've got a lot of traditional car makers also pivoting back to sort of combustion vehicles, and that's not something Tesla can do. They've been cutting prices, that's hurting margins. These were 8.2% during the quarter. It's a half of where they were a year ago. The only plus, I suppose, for them is the cost of lithium has been falling, and that's come down a bit, so that's helping margins a little bit, but obviously they've still fallen heavily. Net income, that did double to $7.9 billion, but that was due to tax benefits. Elon Musk, he was upbeat as normal. He said the next generation EV is going to drive the next wave of growth, so I suppose you could say they're in between waves at the moment. Everyone's looking for sort of Tesla that have been putting through price cuts to come out for lower cost vehicle. China's BYD, actually, they sold more vehicles than Tesla did in the fourth quarter. Must note, not surprising, once trade barriers. We've got the Cybertrucks there on their way, no timeline yet. He's also still pretty upbeat about the humanoid robot. Now, he reckons this is actually worth more to Tesla than the rest of the company combined. So we'll see on that. Investors, they have their doubts. Shares have actually fallen 25% so far this year after doubling in 2023.
Okay, Domino shares down quite sharply across the Tasman, although this side we are loving our fast food.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so a double-edged story here. So let's look at Domino's first. They were down 30% on the ASX to $40 a share. So that's a raise more than $1.5 billion Aussie dollars in value. Big fall from grace of the pandemic. Yeah, everyone was eating pizza like it was going out of fashion when we were locked down during the pandemic. Shares have fallen 75%. Since their peak in 2021. So they're back at pre-pandemic levels. They said profits were lower. They're expected to be between 87 and 90 million, down from 105 million a year ago for the recent six-month period. But yeah, like restaurant brands, we'll get to that in a minute, things are going pretty well in Aussie and New Zealand, but problems overseas. In their French business, they've had some execution issues. Apparently, delivery has been compounded by French apostrophes and addresses, and that's the software's struggled to read that. Growth in Japan's weaker. That's not good news because they're looking to expand there pretty heavily. And also, anti-American sentiment appears to be hurting sales in other parts of Asia. And the problem is as well, they've tried to put prices up, but yeah, that hasn't sort of been eaten up by consumers. So yeah, consumers reacted badly to the delivery charge. Better news for restaurant brands. That runs KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Carl's Jr. Sales are up 2.7%. New Zealand and Australia doing very well.
Okay, quick look at the numbers, please. I think Siri's in need of urgent attention by the sound of it. Blap through the numbers for us, Greg.
Hi there. So you're after numbers, sorry. Sorry, just had a technical interruption there. So the Dow is up 0.24%, S&P 500 up 0.4%, NASDAQ up 0.6%, FTSE 100 flat, Nikkei's flat as well, ASX 200, that was half a percent. Gold, that was down $1.2012 an ounce. Oil up $1.54, 76 spot 63. Against the currencies, Kiwi flat against the US dollar, 61 even. Flat against the $8.92.9. GBP, that up 0.3%, 48.1. NZ50 up 0.28%, 33 points, 11.889. Actually, the ECB's also kept rates on hold, so the stocks in Europe was up as well, 0.3%.
Thanks so much, Greg Smith at Devon Funds Management.